Aaron Burmeister in Anchorage, and you've got to be feeling pretty good. Your team came in second in the K300 this year. You came in fourth last year in the Iditarod. This being your 14th race, what are you feeling right now? You've got to be pretty excited to hit the trail.
I'm really excited to get out there, just ready to get on the trail, get the race happening, and kind of get into our element and start doing our thing. The dogs are trained as well as I've ever had a team trained. It's a very talented group. A lot of my returning core team from last year, which was very young, is all veterans now, and they're four-year-olds. Phenomenal team. And it's been a pleasure to train them this year. We've had great conditions, good training, great preseason races, and we're really looking forward to getting out there and letting things shake out.
Your team, from what I hear in the K300, was spectacular, and people were pretty much in awe of your team crossing the finish line in Bethel. Talk about your dogs. What's going on this year? What makes them so spectacular in 2013?
Well, in my breeding program, I've bred for one thing in the last 10 years. That's dogs with a lot of natural talent and drive and a very quick recovery time, so that they recover quicker, take in those calories. And over the last several years, it's really developed into a whole team of dogs that are that way. Rather than having two or three all-stars in a team that are like that, I've got a whole dog team of them. I've got 16 of them. And it's been a pleasure to work with them because they're all bouncing back. They're all looking like $1 million. Dallas, actually, when he bought out my team in 2009 and went on to win the Quest and Iditarod last year with the core of those dogs, that was a young group of dogs that performed very well for him and has carried him onto some victories. I've kind of got the next generation from those guys that I've been honing and fine-tuning, and to take a team of three-year-olds last year into fourth place is beyond my expectations for them. This year, that same team is phenomenal. They're confident, going through the roof, their attitudes are up. They know what they're getting into. It's just been a pleasure to train them, and we're really excited to get on the trail and see what they can do.
Now, Tony Browning has been helping you out this winter. He knows what he's doing. Talk about what it means to have someone who is your handler, who's training, who really knows the business of I guess, training a really good team.
It has been the most fun training season I think I've ever had this year with Tony on board. He's a very dynamic individual. He's an incredible dog person. And, of course, I growing up in Nome, he spent a lot of years up in Nome. I grew up knowing him from when I was 4 years old on. And he's got a reputation in dog mushing, being able to work very well with animals. He got out of dogs in 2003. And went on with other things for 10 years, but showed up on my doorstep last spring and wanted to get back in, and we worked out a partnership, and I couldn't be happier. He has been a pleasure to work with. The dogs respond well to him. Our training styles are very similar, and he's become a very big part of our program. So between Tony, my wife Mandy working with us, Noah has been a big asset to the team this year and really gotten fired up and excited about it. Spent a lot of time on the trail, putting in trails and working with us and helping prepare the team. We've put together a very good group to help make sure training stayed consistent, and everybody's fired up again this year. And the dogs are showing it. Their attitudes are up too.
Right. Now, it's your 14th Iditarod. This can be your year. I mean, I see it in your eye. You're kind of ready to hit the trail. You're ready to see what these dogs can do. What's it going to take to be number one, the first to cross the finish line in Nome?
It's going to take having a clean run, being able to recover from mistakes, because we all make mistakes on the trail, to keep the team healthy and just have things shake out. There's a lot of good luck that comes into it, but again, we make our own luck. And being able to make the right decisions, the right moves, and keep the team healthy, and I think the team will prove themselves on the way there.
Mm-hmm. The trail, you had a mushers meeting and kind of heard what the circumstances are with the gorge and with the steps. What are you thinking about right now in regards to the trail?
I think it's going to be warm. It looks like the Iditarod Bakers just crushed the record getting to McGrath, so it tells us we have a hard, fast trail. It's going to be warm out, and we'll take it as it comes. Our team is trained to handle any conditions out there, whether it's storming and windy, warm. We'll take it as it comes, and the trail is 1 mile at a time, so I really don't get too concerned about further down it. Just want to get the next mile knocked out and let things go.
All right. Aaron Burmeister, anything else you'd like to add right now?
I'm looking forward to getting to know them, to see everybody and get onto the coast in my home country, and we'll see you all when we get there. It's going to be fun.
Great. Well, thanks. Aaron Burmeister in Anchorage before the race start and reporting in Anchorage for Iditarod 41. I'm Lorelei Kinneen.